Experts in learning disabilities have suspected that something in the structure of the brain may be a cause of the reading disorder known as dyslexia. But they haven't known why dyslexia is much less common in some countries than in others. New research in the journal Science says the reason may be spelling. The simpler spelling systems used in some languages may make it easier for people with dyslexia to read. NPR's Larry Abramson has a report.
In Italy, the rate of dyslexia is about half what it is in the U.S. and Britain. Researcher Erlando Paolesu of the University of Milan Bicocca says you don't have to be a scientist to notice this.
You can perceive this mismatch if you come into, say, a bookshop in Italy. You will hardly find books which deal with the problem of dyslexia or remediation for dyslexia.
So Paolesu decided to find out why. To do this, he gave special reading tests to more than 1,000 Italian university students. Researchers measured how adept the students were at decoding words and symbols. The research team found that many of the Italian students were, in fact, suffering from reading problems, but didn't know it. Professor Uta Frith of University College London says that even though the Italian students had learned to read successfully, they were reading more slowly.
But the main thing is that they take longer to read a printed word, even if they get it completely correct. And this is, of course, only a difference in milliseconds, but it is very significant.
The researchers compared the results with tests of students from England and France. The rates of dyslexia in all three countries were, in fact, about the same. Then the scientists took brain scans of the three groups. They found that all of the students showed the same malfunction in the same area of the brain. Studies of dyslexia can be tough to do. Researchers must try to ensure that reading problems are not a result of lower overall intelligence or a bad education. This team of scientists tried to control for those factors by working only with university students. Professor Uta Frith says this research shows that the students clearly had been working harder at decoding written language.
Now, these people, even though they've done terribly well and they wouldn't by many people be considered to be very serious cases of dyslexia, still they show problems if we give them very sensitive tests, and they certainly show in their brain activations that they read differently.
So the question is, why were the Italian students never diagnosed as being dyslexic? The researchers say they really cannot be certain, but they strongly suspect the difference lies in how sounds are represented. Italian uses only 33 different symbols to represent 25 different sounds. English uses over 1,000 symbols and combinations to represent just 40 different sounds. The F sound, for example, can be spelled with an F, double F, GH, or PH. Anyone who's had to learn English spelling knows this system is a pain. For people with dyslexia, it's a major challenge. The researchers say that thanks to simpler spelling, Italians with dyslexia simply have an easier time overcoming their disability. Researchers say these results won't necessarily make it easier to teach people with dyslexia, but Professor Bennett Shaywitz of Yale University says the studies do help explain the relationship between biology and environment when it comes to this disorder.
These neural systems for reading are disrupted in a similar way in dyslexic readers, whether they're reading English or French or Italian.
Dyslexia may be strongly based in biology, but it's also heavily influenced by the way sounds are represented in different languages. Larry Abramson, NPR News.